Yeah, I don't. I just sometimes I like to just.
Here we go, 7 o'clock.
And then windows, roof, you name it, everything has changed.
Yeah,
that's where the cost came in. And to wait. And there's not enough building inspectors. He had to wait months for to just as that
I heard it's a nightmare to build
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, just cut out.
Ah. Sometimes if you try to get on early, it won't let you, but it is 7, so it should let you on.
Your other couple.
Don't get my heart going like that. See ya. Don't.
Come on.
I know, Zoom is pretty
there's something going on. I know they've been trying to help them.
Picky.
Twice at the here we got a cleaning person, you know, senior group, and went there a couple of days to clean it out. And, yeah,
for them.
So
the town's got some money.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there's Jim was,
yeah, I was gonna say, that's how I go in. It's like, yeah,
well, that's why I did go in.
A lot of towns. Yeah. Well, the alternative is
Thanks for a minute.
Yeah, it was there a month ago.
Jeez, hey, call a meeting order. We have public comment and approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes. Second.
Close the paper. Aye. Payment of bills. The bills are moved around tonight, or?
I don't think we have any.
Okay. Correspondence. And communication from the chief.
All right.
Cool, chief.
So chief has, we had 45 calls to service last month. We had the Bolton Lake Recovery. We had two people over on 44 line. Multiple tree and wires down during that kind of previous storm we had. Then a CPR call right down here on that. Truck 134, tanker 234 have had their annual inspections, and truck 134 had its non-destructive test letter. We are purchasing radios to upgrade our system. We had to take 6 portables out of service because they failed, whether transmitting or receiving. So those are going to be getting replaced. We've had 2 members have qualified as drivers on truck 134. We had another member get their finish all their testing for EMT, and the roof training prop is nearing completion, just waiting for a few odds and ends. We had 1 injury in the department. One of our members hurt their hand, and they were treated at Manchester Memorial, and the doctors released them back to full service.
How about something about the regen on one of the trucks is a large bill?
Yeah, and I think that chief is working with them. I'm not 100% sure what the cost was, but he's been moving with
them. Ain't cheap.
No, they're not.
No.
That's all I got.
Fire marshal.
I apologize for last month. I wasn't here.
Good thing she did.
Sorry about that. So this is 2 months here. Over the past couple of months, did a couple of Knox box installation, senior boxes. We got 1 left, the one that the fire department bought. I think there's 1 left, 1 or 2 left, which is good. Fire drill, Bolton Center School, went to a Capital Region meeting in Glastonbury. Got called back with the fire department from 65 Road, which is very interesting. Congregational churches were having problems with their hood suppression system. They chose to go with a least expensive alternative to testing the tanks, which have to test periodically. I think it's 135 years. And they went with the cheap route. And the cheap person shows up, red tagged all their fire suppression equipment over the hood, saying he had all these things wrong. Been working with them to try to get through that hurdle. They just tried to save a few dollars and go with some expensive. They came in and they red tagged. Anyway, swing by All Town once in a while for fire lane violations. Very, if you're walking out the front of the store, all the way straight across by the curb, that's the fire lane. And a lot of people park there. They've got outdoor dining now, so we had to go down and do an inspection. Or outdoor dining, but a lot of times they drive by and I got to stop and remind fire lane. I would keep an eye on a resident on Clark Road with a senior and a special need adult. I stop in from time to time with them. I won't get to them. Just feel bad for them. Questions. So Southfold Apartments, been back three times. Their yearly is completed, did 100% of all the units. And they're just getting better and better as far as what people are doing. And one guy did a man cave downstairs, and when those apartments were built, the basement wasn't meant for habitation, and this guy put his man cave down there and had wires strewn all over the place and this weird light fixture with things clipped on it. So that was a violation. I had to go back and check on him, was taken care of. But they're all done. Four burn permits the past couple months been issued with inspections. I did a new fire curtain, inspection with a building official. I could burn some. That was $65,000.
What was $65,000?
It was a fire curtain. The
they approved that?
For the stage?
Yeah.
Oh, they had to?
Well, when they built it, because it's not sprinklered, that fire curtain is a separation curtain, fire curtain to separate, you know, that part of the building. And when I first started inspecting there, it was never tested, ever. So I cited them for it. John ran around trying to find somebody to test it, found somebody to test it, and they said it's got to be replaced. And that started a year and a half long process of the town and Board of Ed all up in arms over it. And like I said, it was about $65,000 for this fire curtain.
Wow.
So the company installed it. They'll be testing it. Supposed to be testing it here. But it works as there are heat detectors as part of the curtain. And if something happens, heat detectors will close it. And it's really a substantial curtain. It's,
okay.
I don't know what kind of material, it's really a thick. Let's see. 890 Boston Turnpike. I went back there five times, a couple of weekends. I did a Saturday inspection with Jim, fire marshal, just to acclimate him to that facility. And that one there is stepping up again. There's a couple minor things. Motorcycle parked up near the front door and things like that, which you can't do. You know, just stupid little things like that. It's getting there. Did a 3-year inspection, whole hollow body. I'm starting, once I get done with all the apartments, I'm going to get into all the other businesses for a 3-year inspection. Took a swing by 271 Hop River Road, checking the progress there. And it's kind of slow right now, but it's moving along. The apartments on those new apartments.
Brandy?
Oh, and 85 across.
Yeah. What's the name of that sign? Loomis. So the tanks, because remember, there was talks about the tanks. They were doing that just during the construction phase. Now, if you look at it, all the tanks are back in the building and they're just doing the final. They should be starting to.
Is there one Knox box for the
whole thing? There's one Knox box. And what we did was, because it was being built, we required that. The Knox key will open up all the doors. Okay. And they somehow got it configured so that each individual tenant will have their own key for their apartment, but it won't get into their neighbor's apartment. But the master key will get into all of them. That way there, if there's a medical call or anything else, the Knox box will get into any unit. So that was a home run because all the other apartments, nobody has puzzles because, you know, if there's a water leak, the management needs to get in there and fix it. You got to get the occupant to open the door. So, anyway.
Is that senior housing?
Yes. Well, it's 55 and older. And when they started to pour the footings, they had six units were already spoken.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice. They're, you know, all one level and big and, you know.
1,000 square feet of pieces.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it filled right up. And like I said, all town, their outdoor patio, they're not going to be doing any cooking out there So I just saw it the other day. If you stop in there, they have all this food already prepared. And you can get tacos or sandwiches and all else outside. Pretty nice. And that's where this whole parking. They have a lot of employees. Oh, and I assisted a Dean Drive RV owner with an electrical fire dash slash. It was kind of a feel-good thing. It really wasn't our area of expertise. Ability, but, they were having issues with their vendor repairing their motorhome. They have. They said it was a fire. It was a fire. It was a short circuit, so I have no jurisdiction over that, but booked them up with Eric down at the camper place down here. So. And that's about it.
You're next.
No.
The what am I saying? I just found out the other day. The old Thai restaurants, then it was the candle lady. She didn't last. So now there's a cookie business.
Really?
We sell cookies. Only cookies. Mm-hmm. So within the next month or so, they should. So.
Hey, one more, just because it's my neighborhood, but on Volpe, you get that group home, 80-something. But I thought it was like where they were just doing construction. Or remodeling a couple months ago, but it doesn't look like anybody's been in there for a couple months. Is that you may not have heard anything about it? I'm just
thinking about it. I've been there for a year.
Yeah.
And
but no one's been in there from what I can tell last couple months.
That might have had something to do with the, I don't know if you're involved in this, but they had a branch come down.
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so there might have been, I know there's electrical issues.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's occupied right now, but I already did their inspection
for
the year. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, we usually get a call there, but I don't think anybody's been in there for the last. I think they cleared it out to do some remodeling, but it's that one. I'm just curious.
They were part of the Holcomb
Park or something.
Yeah,
Holcomb.
Yeah, Holcomb Street. Big.
Is it Oak Hill or?
Yeah. Oak Hill, it's on Holcomb Street, Hartford. And they're part of that.
Yeah.
All right,
so okay. New business. New business that I have is a letter from Chip White from the fire department. They gave us the two names for us to approve for the fire department chief and deputy chief. Bruce Dixon for the chief and Matthew Piera for deputy. What do you want to?
Uh-huh.
Motion we approve the.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
But we're lucky.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I mean, everybody here, there's a little bit here and there. But
yeah, well, what's, maybe I should save this for after, but
what's turning the page with him? Well, he wanted to keep a little hushy-hushy with
but
me.
Not,
I'm like, what's up?
Yeah.
No,
he told me he's walking out.
Yeah.
We're going to have a private conversation with me right now.
Well, when the town wasn't going to do anything, he's trying to get everything set so everything's done before he leaves. He doesn't want to leave it in a mess. And, you know, he's put too many years into it.
Yeah.
To walk out and to go.
I think no matter what, though, if somebody doesn't want to take the chief's position, then it's going to probably go to the outside, which means
he's got to mentor some. He should mentor someone,
right? And
that's going to be even longer.
Yeah. Like I said, I discussed it with him a few times too. And if he, like he said, he wouldn't just walk out the door, leave us without anybody. But if they play games with him, he will.
Right. We came close. My take to having chief.
Yeah,
it all depends on the town and when they do their survey or whatever their outside counsel to come in. I think that'll.
Did the town make any movement on what the commission recommended for
Not that I know of yet. Bruce goes up there all the time. He hasn't talked to me because I was kind of down and out for the last
I was going to ask them their old business if they are motivated yet to do their study.
Not that I've heard yet.
Yeah. So something like that won't probably happen until the budget.
Jim said he had the money. He's got the money to do it.
Yeah, it's not up to Jim, though. That's the problem with that board. They want to study everything to death.
You're not kidding.
You know.
So on this note, though, I heard a little rumor that Mike Aramita is taking a position or something where he's another one that said he was all done.
He's the assistant chief.
Okay. And you guys always confuse me, just so you know. I don't know why.
The deputy chief is second in command, and the assistant is third.
I'm from Vernon, and I'm the same way. When I first got here, I was like, wait, deputy is...
Yeah, I know, it does. It messes you up. But anyway, I know it now.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, so Mike wasn't gone then. I thought for some reason he was gone, and he said, I had enough. I got a bunch of surgeries, Chris.
Well, that's why he slowed down.
Yeah, that's why he stepped down as deputy.
Gotcha.
And because the assistant, you know, the deputy does obviously more more meetings and stuff, so he couldn't do as much because he was having all the surgeries. So he went to assistant, and he's in charge of all the physicals and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
So he's
still hanging in there, but you think he'll get more active down the road? No. I was going to say 72, but he may have had a birthday. He might be 73. I think he is. How about Bruce? How old?
He just turned
71.
I think 71.
No, you're right. 71. Oh. This April.
Yeah, you just had
like the 10th. But right, a lot's changing.
Yeah.
Some of it not so fast.
No, it's good. I'm not disappointed.
He's willing to give it a shot as long as they're working on it.
Persuaded him to
stick around
longer.
Right.
That's a question for him,
unless.
Yeah.
And he'll avoid.
Right, of course he will.
he was pleased with the water rescue scenario. He ran the whole thing.
Yes.
Did a fantastic job. I heard the whole thing. He did a great job. And it's hard for somebody to leave when something like that happens. You know it's a good job. Unfortunately, lost their lives, but you know, when you're in that position, you got all the bullshit, which is over here, and every once in a while, something good happens. I mean, he did a fantastic job. He knew it. Everybody else said it. Kind of like inspired him more to stick around. That's what he told me. I know exactly what he's talking about. That was a turning point. He enjoyed it. He did.
It's not that you want. Being in the department all the years, it's not that you want a pat on the back for everything you do and stuff like that. It just that even if they're not saying thank you, that you know that they're approving of what you're doing and stuff like that. You know,
right.
You don't need the pat on the back or everything every time, but it just feels good to know that you're appreciated.
And that was a very complex, he didn't break it down into smaller groups, make it more manageable, but he basically, he's walking around with three radios, ran the whole thing.
There were 20,
yeah. I mean, there 22 was
22 agencies.
A lot of people there,
80 something. 80
something. Yeah. And he managed the whole thing. And just, so that was not too many people could do that. You have to have quite a bit of experience to do that. That's why I didn't want to leave after the house this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to tell the mayor I didn't want to step down. That was the end of that.
But my take too, though, the budget, as far as made a good move, as far as proficiency fund needed an increase, and that's hopefully going to save us money and then get more money. But those things we better not see big changes in that. We need an increase. And if something changes and we start seeing their nickel and diamond and big that, things could change. So I'm a little worried about just referendums, yada yada. I know you never know, but that's a concern too, because that's got to
change. Gas going up, that's tough on especially young kids that you get in there, it has $20 a week for gas, and now we're eating 15 of it on calls, it's
So it's tough. Right. And then you got the study for the people. We had a call today. I think Chief went. There's a call today. No one really went.
It's tough. We just don't have people. Oh, it was today, Bill.
BLS at 890. That was Chief, right? Suburban.
He's the only one.
He's the only one. So, I mean, step one, as far as getting money for the Chief, at least a step in the right direction. Step two, town can study all they want, but you better get some people.
I mean, COVID was good to us in the aspect of we got people home to work from home, but they both work for the state, and the state's like, hey, remember us? Like, why don't you start coming back into the office? So they started off one day, now they're up to 2 days a week, and who knows? So, and then it's Bob, who just retired, and he's been going a lot during the day, and Pete and my Chief. So it's
But I'm not an officer, and we're asking too much of the officers. It's been that way for a long time. But it's a smaller, smart group. Qualified, the bar keeps going up. So I'm just saying, we're asking too much of the officers. And they're not too many chief or deputy chief. I think we're lucky, and we got to keep that core group happy as long as we can to buy us time. We still need more money to pay to be around. Today was an example. One person, we had a medical, but I don't know. What if we had a rollover down the street? We lucked out. I think we had coverage for that, but we can't have too many more days and nobody showing up before something's going to happen. And it's falling too much on the officers and the chief right now.
That's one reason why they are officers, chiefs, because they don't show up. You know, it's a double-edged sword, you know, but you do have to get some younger people involved and get them to come to stuff. But you got school, you got, you know, jobs. People can't leave their jobs.
Yeah.
Didn't you get a third retone? They go home in July, right? Third, anywhere.
Yeah. After what, 3 minutes?
So they can just change. It was 5 minutes.
Went to three, right?
And then an additional two for each plate or something like that. Now it's 3 minutes. They don't see. If Bob signs on to active 911, they see that. They're still going to hit a retone. If some of the lower car numbers sign on, just them, like not sign on, but just going to active 911, they might not. It's because, I mean, it's happening everywhere. I've heard
documents
where they get paged out, they retone it, they tone the next mutual aid, they retone that mutual aid, the next tone. I mean, it's...
Well, that's why that's why you just changed that.
Yeah.
At that meeting, and they discussed that, and it was many people don't have enough members during their day.
You're going 30, 40 minutes for an ambulance because you're four towns away now because nobody can get a crew. I mean, that's just volunteerism all of a sudden. So, well, not all of a sudden, but so it's actually Mike Aramita showed us in the newest officer manual, like the IFS, there's this portion in there. I wish he'd send me a picture. It says it's harder to find people because of everyone's jobs have changed over the years and families. It's not, you know, like Chip White says, this used to be everybody's bowling night. Like, this was the social club. It's not that way anymore. People don't.
Back when we had the beer machine.
Yeah.
Did we have a beer machine?
In the old station. He had a soda machine. Soda in the first one, the last one was beer. When I was down at E1, they had Pennsylvania with townships. They buy their own trucks. The town does not buy them. And extended front bumper. And then it looked like a hose bed for the front bumper, but they had it insulated for beer for their parades.
Nice.
Go to some of the
fire. Could you imagine that?
Pennsylvania, Jersey, that are all private. Wow. They got their bars in their basements.
And you gotta pay to belong. You gotta pay to for them to come up to your house. Or if they don't, they'll just stand by and protect the neighbor's house. That's it for new business. Any old business? I guess we have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Hey. Hey. Thank you very much.
It's amazing how much shorter they are when Bruce is in here. I just don't
understand. That's what I'm saying to Donald. I'm like, I'll be home early.
We're not muted.
Hello.